Happy Monday, everyone. It is Confession of Faith 2021, week 13, which means Baptist Faith and Message, Article 2. Very important article. And 2 also has an A, B, and C. Today we're looking at just the first part of Article 2. Let's begin with a prayer. We'll jump right in. Father, we bless your name, and once again we thank you for all that you've given to us, all that you've promised us in Christ. Thank you for life and for eternal life in him. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Bless us by your word and by your spirit now, we pray. In Jesus, amen. All right. If you want to check this website out on your own, it is BFM, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. Just wanting you to see what it looks like here. Table of contents. You can click right on any article, and it takes you down to it. Okay, Article 2, God. And again, Article 2 has an opening section, and then an A for God the Father, all the cross references there, a B for God the Son, lots of cross references there, and then C, God the Holy Spirit, lots of cross references there. So what I've done is 1 week on this opening section today, and then 1 week each on A, B, and C. Not nearly enough, but again, this is just summary statements meant to be a springboard for you and for your prayer, and a springboard for your Bible study. And you could use this for your personal discipleship, family discipleship, or small group. All right, let's go ahead and read this first section, and we'll look at one reference, and then we'll be done. There is one and only one living and true God. He is an intelligent, spiritual, and personal being. And the point there is to set the biblical view of God against any idea of God as an impersonal force. God is not just a supernatural, impersonal force. He's an intelligent, spiritual, personal being, the creator, the redeemer, the preserver, and ruler of the universe. This is anything but a detached, unfeeling, uncaring, uninvolved God. He's the creator of the world, he's the redeemer in the world, he's the preserver of the world, and he's the ruler of the universe, the king over the world. God is infinite in holiness and all other perfections. God is all-powerful and all-knowing, and his perfect knowledge extends to all things, past, present, and future, including the future decisions of his free creatures, which means you and I. To him, we owe the highest love, reverence, and obedience. There's a word about the requirement of worship based simply on who God is. We owe him the highest love, the highest reverence, and the highest obedience. We are meant to worship him and love him and serve him. The eternal triune, which means three in one, the eternal triune God reveals himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with distinct personal attributes and without division of nature, essence, or being. The traditional way to say this is God is one in essence, three in persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's with the distinct personal attributes, and so the Father is not the Son, and the Son is not the Spirit. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have different roles, different things they do in the course of history and in God's plan of salvation. But God is one in essence, one indivisible God. Let's go to one cross reference here. 1 Timothy 1:17, to the king, this is a short word of praise to God, to the king of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I like the basic structure there. Who God is, what God is like, and then right here in the middle, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. He should be worshipped. By virtue of who He is, He should be worshipped. Father, we thank You for revealing Yourself to us, for making us, for saving us. Despite our sin, You are merciful, You are gracious, and life has meaning because of You. Our lives can have meaning, true meaning in Christ because of You. And so we thank You. And we pray that You would use us to bring glory to Your name in the name of Christ and by the Spirit of Christ that would live within us. By faith, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I'm looking forward to next week. Article 2A, God the Father. And then, of course, after that, the following week, Article 2B, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit the following week. And see us on Sunday for Catechism. It'll be week 14. God bless you till then. See ya.